Chapter 50. On Friday morning, Jesse and Suitcase were standing at the rear of the junior high school auditorium, awaiting the start of the weekly assembly. A number of the students had noticed the two officers, and the crowd was starting to buzz. The assembly came to order. The Pledge of Allegiance was recited. Eleanor Nelson took to the podium. She was just beginning her opening remarks when Jesse and Suitcase made their move. They spotted Tauber and walked toward him. A hush came over the auditorium. Mrs. Nelson stopped speaking.
"Stuart Tauber," Jesse said.
Mr. Tauber looked at Jesse with alarm.
"Yes," he said.
"You are under arrest for the crime of sexual abuse of a minor. Officer Simpson will read you your rights." A collective gasp could be heard in the auditorium. Mrs. Nelson stared unblinkingly at the unfolding scenario. Suitcase began to read Tauber his rights. Jesse looked around. He spotted Lisa Barry, with whom he made eye contact. He saw Julie Noller, who was smiling. When Suitcase finished, he took a pair of handcuffs from his service belt. Holding Tauber's hands behind his back, he cuffed him. Then Jesse yanked Mr. Tauber out of his row and began walking him up the aisle. Tauber's head was lowered. His eyes were on the floor. A cry of "Boo, Tauber!" began to arise. It grew louder as more of the audience became emboldened. Julie Noller stood and began to applaud rhythmically. Before long, many of the students joined her. As Jesse led Mr. Tauber out of the auditorium, the boos and the rhythmic applause had become deafening. Jesse pulled his cruiser to a stop in front of Hathaway's previously owned Quality Vehicles. He went inside. Hasty was in his office. The door was open. Jesse knocked.
"It's open," Hasty said.
Jesse entered.
"Are you here to arrest me?" Hasty said.
"I bet you say that to all the cops."
"How did you know?"
"I want you to do something for me," Jesse said, as he sat down in front of Hasty's desk.
"What do you want?" Hasty said.
"I want you to pretend that I'm a car salesman."
"What?"
"I want to sell you a couple of used Hondas," Hasty snorted.
"You can't be serious," he said.
"I couldn't be more serious," Jesse said.
"I'm not interested," Hasty said.
"I'll offer you an excellent deal."
"I'm still not interested."
"Hasty, I want you to open your mind to the advantages of making this deal with me."
"There are no advantages."
"You're wrong about that. The big advantage is that by buying these Hondas, you'll be performing your civic duty," Jesse said.
"Something tells me that these are the same two Hondas which I sold to you, correct?"
"Correct."
"And you want me to buy them back from you?"
"Correct again." Hasty didn't say anything.
"Say yes, Hasty."
"No."
"I'd consider it a personal favor."
"No."
"How much do you want for them?"
"Same as I paid."
"The same as you paid?" Hasty said.
"Yes."
"No."
"Come on, Hasty, you know you're gonna do it."
"This is highway robbery.
It's for the good of paradise."
"Why do you want to sell them?"
"I'm done with them."
"What about the car thefts?"
"Finished."
"How do you know?"
"I'm the police chief. I know everything."
"What you paid less 20%, Hasty said.
"No."
15%.
"This isn't a negotiation, Hasty."
"You have to let me make something on the deal," Hasty said.
"No, I don't," Jesse said.
"Why are you being such a hard ass?" Hasty said.
"Because Paradise needs the money."
Hasty didn't say anything.
"So it's a deal?"
"I didn't say that."
"You implied it, though."
"I did not."
"The check goes to Carter Hansen," Jesse said.
"You can't imagine how much this hurts me," Hasty said.
"Cut the crap, Hasty. You'll be bragging about this within the hour."
"Where are the vehicles?"
"They'll be here momentarily," Jesse said.
"Don't go thinking this means you own me," Hasty said.
"How could you say such a thing?" Jesse said.